USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian analyst Igor Danchenko, who served as a central source for a dossier of opposition research material on former President Donald Trump, has been arrested. That's according to a spokesperson for Special Counsel John Durham. The dossier claimed alleged ties between Russia and former President Trump to help him win the 2016 election. It was since proven to be fake. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is continuing to testify before a Senate hearing. Walensky being pressed on vaccination numbers by Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
We're actively encouraging vaccination in all of our employees and doing a lot of education and outreach in order to get our agency fully vaccinated.
But the percent?
I don't have that for you today.
USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Republicans continuing to react to turning Virginia red.
A warning issued by the top House Republican that Democrats should expect to lose dozens of seats next year. California's Kevin McCarthy noting that Democrats did lose more than five dozen seats in the 2010 election, the last time Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House during midterms. McCarthy claimed more than 70 seats held by Democrats now will be competitive in next year's midterm elections, just about a year from right now. His prediction coming after Republican Glenn Youngkin won the Virginia governor's race against a Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, who used to hold that office. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A bipartisan legislative committee has approved a plan to remove racist language from the Alabama Constitution. The document, originally written in 1901, would be stripped of language legally authorizing things like segregated schools and poll taxes. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Food prices around the world continue to climb, hitting a fresh decade high last month, according to the latest report by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Agency. The FAO price index climbing for a third straight month in October, jumping 3% from the previous month to reach its highest level since July 2011. Krista Stotler tells CNN her money isn't going as far as it once did at the grocery store.
I think probably in June it was about a dollar's worth a dollar. So now that dollar is worth about 70 cents. All right, now we're moving on to dairy, which is right there. We started seeing everything going up. Grocery prices went up. Gallon of milk was $1.99. Now it's $2.79. Well, when you buy 12 gallons a week, times 4 weeks, you know, that's a lot of money.
Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida will challenge a new rule focused on vaccine requirements. The Biden administration is requiring workers to be vaccinated if they work for a company with more than 100 employees.
They do not have the authority to unilaterally impose this through an executive agency like OSHA.
The rule will fully take effect on January 4th and covers all federal contractors and certain healthcare workers. Governor DeSantis continues by saying workers shouldn't be forced to choose between the jab or their job, adding Florida will challenge the rule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.